Rapto daf nemamid beis. The Mishnah said, Val kulon im omar shahakol nir bedvore yotza. Itmar omar avhune, itmar avhune omar chutz min apas u min ayayin. That klal that it says in the Mishnah, that a shahakol patos everything, that excludes pas v'yayin. Rabbi Yechanan omar afilu pas v'yayin. That it will patar afilu pas v'yayin. Let us see the Rishash. The Rishash is a beer in the Svara of Rav Huna. Then we'll see Rashi. Rav Huna oimer chutz min hapas u'min hayayin. Nirali de taimoi. The bishloime b'sharei pri ha'eitz pri adome, all other pri ha'eitz pri adome, the mitchile loitovu chachomim aleim rak broche klolis. The broche lechatchile is a broche kloli, k'moi boire pri ha'eitz. The koilol kol peiris ha'ila. Chem boire pri adome, koilol kol peiris ha'oretz. So therefore, the bracha lechatchila is a bracha klali. Lachain yoytze b'diyeved b'shahakel. V'loy ha'vishini kol kach mimadbeye d'ha'v michlal lechlal. So since the bracha ha'iker is a bracha klali, so memela shahakel will also help. Mashain kein pas v'yayin the tovu chachomim aleyem. Broche proti, broche proti is, but here the whole matbeye is a broche proti. Have shini gomo. The have mi prat lechlal. This is a shini of the matbeye. Lachein omer shaper. Okay, that's the Gemara Vaita. So that's how the Rishash wants to learn that the chesorin, but according to Rav Huna, a shahakel would not help because a shahakel is considered a shini matbeye. Because the broche haniskim was a broche proti, and now he's making a broche kloli. By all others, it's a broche kloli to begin with. That is how the Rishash learns pshat. Chutz min ha'pas min ha'yayin, let us see Rashi. Rashi says another beer. Kedomrina lekamon, shekoyrem broche isharbe la'atzmoy, bekiddush, ubahavdole, ubebirchas chasanim. These are geirim broches harbe la'atzmai. So first of all, what does Rashi mean? So let us see the Gemara further. The Gemara further, daf mem aleph amid beis, asks a kasha. The Gemara seif daf mem aleph amid beis asks as follows. That since pas, patos, everything that's bo b'toich asude, machmas asude, so why, if someone drinks wine in the middle of the Suda, does he have to make a Beirei Priya Gofen? Let the pass patter the Yayin. That is the last shur of the Gemara Daf Memalaf Amid Beis. Ihochi Yayin Nami Nifterei Pas. So the Gemara answers, Shani Yayin, the Goyrim Brocha La'atzmoy. Yayin is Goyrim a Brocha La'atzmoy. So Rashi says, Bekama Mekoyme Subo, ומבורכין אולוב, ואף על פי שלא יהיו צריכן לשתיוסוי. It comes in many mekaymes, even though you don't have to drink the wine. And Taisus explains over here, Taisus brings down Rashi's pshat and daf memalov amid beis, יהוכי יאין נמי נפטרי פאס, דוודא יאין מחמסו דאוסי, the yayin is dvorim haboim besoich asude shu shoise kama pomim dilava sude lo yishte veliftere pas o mishani the gemara answer shani yayin the geirim brocha la atzmai peirish rashi the baharbe mekoyme subo o mevolchin olov afo pi she'ein tzrichen lishtois one makes a brocha even though one doesn't have to drink kegayin bekiddish ubebirchas eresin. So therefore, the Maitzi does not patter the Beire Priyagofen. We still don't know Pshat and Rashi. I once heard from Rabbi Yankiv Zechayin Levroche, he had wanted to say that Rashi is saying the Beis Meir Svore, what we had mentioned yesterday. The Beis Meir says that one makes a Beire Priyagofen Hake by Kiddush or by Birchaseiris and all these in Yonim, the Beire Priya Goffin is not only for the Shimush of Shtiye, the Beire Priya Goffin is the other Shimushim also. You have a Shimush, Ein Oimrim Shira El Alayayin, Ein Oimrim Kiddush El Alayayin. So there are other Shimushim also that Yayin has. And one makes a Beire Priya Goffin on it. Afo Pisha ain't Tzorich Lishtoi. She don't have to drink in Gansen. The Beire Priya Goffin is not because of the Shtiyah. So, we still have to understand, so what's Pshat in the Gemara? Here we're asking Gashayla, let the pass pater the Beire Priya Goffin. So we say, you make a Beire Priya Goffin on Yain, even if you don't have to drink it. But, Main Yishmita Leitzel Har Sinai. It could be that Pshat in the Gemara is as follows, that Bemisin Beirei Priya Goffin is a Shvach to the Rabbi Nishlom, they created Priya Goffin. And the Shvach is said whenever one has a Shimush of Yain, he has a Shimush of Shtiye, he thanks the Rabbi Nishlom, he created Beirei Priya Goffin. He has a Shimush of Einemim Kiddush Ala Yain, Einemim Shir Ala Yain, so he also thanks the Rabbi Nishlom. It could be that when one thanks the Rabbi Nishom for creating a Priya Goffin, he's thanking the Rabbi Nishom for creating a Priya Goffin which has many Shimushim. It has a Shimush of Shtiyah and has a Shimush of Shire. But if a person is not having any Shimush from Yayin, he doesn't thank the Rabbi Nishom for creating the Yayin. But the minute he has a shimush of Yayin, then the chiyuv is to thank the Rebbe Nishom for creating Yayin, which has many shimushim. That means I'm not only thanking now the Rebbe Nishom for creating Yayin that I could drink. I'm thanking the Rebbe Nishom for creating Yayin that other things could also be done with Yayin. That he could say Shir Ala Yayin, even though at the present time I'm not saying Shir Ala Yayin. If that is true, so then we can understand this Gemara. So the Gemara means to say the bracha of Hamaytzi Lechem Min Haaretz can only patter something that the only shimush that we make a bracha on is Abichas Hanenin, Hano Gashmi. So Memela, since it's a tofel to the pas, if you made the bracha of Adanor Gashmi of Lechem Epatas, all the other Tfeilim, all the other Dvorim which you're having Adanor Gashmi. But if the Chiyuv on Yayin is that one has to thank the Rabbeinu Shalom for creating Yayin, when he thanks the Rabbeinu Shalom, for creating Yayin which has many Shimushim, so Memele, so Hamaytzi Lechem in Haaretz is not sufficient for this. So therefore you have to make a new bracha. Perhaps we could say this is Pshat in the Gemara Daf Mem Aleph Amid Beis. Now, if Imkeinem Anachnu, so Lechere we could say that's the same Lomdis in our Gemara. That's what Rashi is saying. Rashi is saying, Shegoyrem Brachis Harbei La'atzmoy, Bekiddush, Ubavdole, Bebirchas Chasanim, and these are the Mishalim that Taisvis brings down for Rashi, but Taisvis, Rashi and Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph said one more nekuda, va'af ha'pishlo yitzrich and lishti yosoi. That means that's the chiddush, that you make a broch on it, even though you don't have to drink it. So it could be the same way, that the pshat is that the ashahakel can only pater ha'machel, that the only broch on the machel is, if you're thanking the Rebbe Nishom for the Hanor Gashmish that you have for the Machel. So then the Shakel is a poiter. But since by Yayin, there's other Shimushim, and when you make a Beire Priya Goffin, you have to thank the Rabbi Nishlom for all Shimushim, so then a Shakel cannot pater. Perhaps this would be a Shtikel Pshat in Rashi, but there's a tremendous problem on this Pshat. The problem is as follows. It says, Chutz mina pas mina Yayin. Now Rashi went and explained Yayin beautifully. Shegoyrem broches harbe la'atzmoy, bekiddush u'bavdolo bebirchas chasanim. So that's why the shakel can't pater Yayin.
But what's to do with pas? Rashi did not give an explanation for pas. So the Sifse Chachomim is very nice, and he tells us the same Indian pas by pas also, because you make Kiddush on pas. So pas is the mile of Kiddush. So Memeila, so learning the Gemara Daf Memo Medbei, so could be very good. So the Shahakal cannot pass to Amoitzi Lechem in Oz, because Bichas Amoitzi is also a poiter on the other Shimushim, on the Shimush of Imrim Kiddush Allah pass. So Memeila, so a Shahakal cannot pass to Amoitzi. But if we will, in Kainim Anachnu, that the moitzi is also a broche and pass with all the other shimushim, so then we have to understand the Gemara Daf Mem Aleph Amud Bey. So why can the birchas a pass pater hayayin? So then we're in hot water again. Pass also has this maile that oimrim kiddush ala pass. Unless we'll say that yayin has more than pass. Yayin you say kiddush, yayin you say shire. And pas doesn't say shira, so it could be that this nekuda pas is less than yain, but al kaponim a shakal can pater by both. But al kaponim it's very interesting. No one says pshatim Rashi, but al kaponim Rashi is saying something over here and saying b'sabir and ravhune. Rabbi Yechon Amar afilu pas v'yayin, but pas v'yayin a pater also. So the Gemara says neima ketanoi. Maybe this is a machlokes tanoi. Lo pas v'omar kamo noe pas zu boruch amokim shebora yotza. So he shaitz with this broch. He was despoiled from the beauty of the pas boruch amokim shebora, and then mistame he ate it. It's yotza. So he was shaitz. Lo tein v'omar kamo noe tein zu boruch amokim shebora yotza. Divrei Rameya. Rabbi Yosi Omer, kol ha-mishane mi-madbeye she-tovu chachomim be-brochis, lo yotzo yidei chayvosim. So we have here a machloikis. If a person made a broche, which the Ansek Nesagdoyle were not mesakin, he's making his own broche and pas. So according to the Tanikame, one is yotze. According to Rameya, one is yotze. And according to Rabbi Yosi, one is not yotze. Neime Rav Hune da Omar ke Rav Yosi. Rav Hune is like Rav Yosi, because he's not saying the broche like the matbeye. Rav Yochanan da Omar ke Rav Meir. Rav Yochanan is like Rav Meir. So according to the Rishash, it's very good, the tzushtal of the Gemara. Hey, what is the tzushtal? Hey, the Rishash wanted to say that a broche, that if you make a shahakal on a beire priyo eitz, that is not called a shini amadbeye, because the madbeye rishoin a beire priyo eitz is also a broche kailelis. So shahakal is also a broche kailelis. That's not called a shini amadbeye. Masha'en kain, if he makes a shahakal on hamoitzi, so or a beire priyo gofen, since this is a broche mefuretes, he's making a broche kailelis on a broche mefuretes, this is considered a shini amadbeye. And we see that Rabbi Yosi holds a shini amadbeye doesn't help. Rabbi Meir holds there's no such chesaron of shini amadbeye. So memele, so the Gemara, according to the Rishash, is very good. Neimer Rav Huna da Omer ke Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yochanan da Omer ke Rabbi Meir. And according to the way we said pshat and Rashi, is also good. If there's no chiyuv of the matbeya. I mean, we are saying that religiously the broche has to pater everything that the real broche would have patered. And the shahakal is only patering the chelek hano, not patering dos. So it could be that's halach in shini matbeya. We see Rameya doesn't hold the union of shini matbeya. This got a different shini matbeya. We'll see the dichuy of the Gemara. This is Dafka, different Shini Matbeye, but we see Rameya doesn't hold of Shini Matbeye. So Memeila, so could be here. There's also no Chesaron of Shini Matbeye. So Memeila, Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rameya, and Rav Huna holds like Rabbi Yosi, that there's a din of Shini Matbeye. So here it's a Shini Matbeye in the Nusach HaBroche, here it's a Shini Matbeye Bechlal in the Inyan, because the Matbeye of Beir Priya Gofen is Mechayev more, or is Meshabeyach more than the Matbeye of Shahakal Niyah Bedvorei.
אמר לך רב הונה, אז רב הונה said, ענה דה אמרי אפילו לרב מאיר. אז רב הונה said that no, I still אפילו according to רב מאיר. עד כאן לקום הרב מאיר עושם, להיך את הקומית כשמי דה פס. When he was matkir past, I mean, there he also said, Baruch ha-mokim she-boro. So he mentioned past. So me-mele, so he mentioned past. So then, I'm also made that it will help. So according to the Rishash, it's good, haste is fakert, because the whole chesorim was over here because it's a broche keleles. So he says fakert, Rameir is good. Rameir speaking about, he said a broche meforetes. אבל היכד לא יקום מתקש מי דה פס, אפילו רמי ימי דה. And according to Rashi's Pshat, it's also good. Because you have to be משבח the union of פס, which פס has in itself two עניונים. It has in itself אכשיבס אכילה and מקצ'ן על הפס. So if you mention פס, you're mentioning whatever benefits one derives from פס. מה שאין כאין, if a shahakol is not sufficient on pas, so memela, so the gemara's teretz is ganz good. I feel according, well, I'm according to Rashi's pshat. Rabbi Yochanan amar lecha, ano da omri afilu le Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yochanan says that ano da omri afilu le Rabbi Yosi. The Rabbi Yosi said that what kol meshanim et beya is no good, and I'm saying here it is good. He says, because he's talking about a different thing. Ad kan lo ikoma Rabbi Yosi hosom, elo mishum dekoma broche de lo itkin rabbonon. That's the shini matbeya. The shini matbeya is because there's no such nusach. That's such a shini matbeya Rabbi Yosi holds. Avol omar shahakel niyo bedvore ditkin rabbonon, but if lo maise de broche that he did say, there is such a nusach, Afilo Rabbi Yosi moide. So Afilo Rabbi Yosi would also be moide that he can paterize this. And these zaitik is svorelech, you don't see that Rabbi Yosi holds of these svores. Toisves, Rabbi Yochanan and Oma, Afilo pas v'yayin. That a pater is Afilo pas v'yayin, v'chein haloche, the Rava Rabbi Yochanan, haloche ke Rabbi Yochanan. וכל שכן לגבי רב הונה שהויה תלמידי של רב. So ממילא we see a paskin like Rabbi Yochanan that it will patter. Neymo רב הונה כרב יוסי. So the Gemara wanted to say that רב הונה holds like Rabbi Yosi. And that what, that just like Rabbi Yosi said that this broche will not patter, just like that this broche, broche hamokim sheboro will not patter pas, so who had in a shahaka won't also part the pass. Bim taimer, heichi motzi soiver Rav Hune ke Rabbi Yosi. Rav Hune moide bishar dvorim chutz mi pas v'yayin. He's only saying a specific din by pas v'yayin. Shimomal, but other things. Other things, na chutz mi pas v'yayin, shimomal shahakel diyotzo. Ve'ilu Rabbi Yosi sova de lo yotze de chol ha-meshane mi-matbeye. L'chayre, what is Tais Viskashe? Estes, L'chayre, Tais Viskashe, we can learn is as follows. Rav Huna said that if a person said a shahakel an pas, he's not yotze. And the Gemara says, this is Rabbi Yosi, because Rabbi Yosi holds kol ha-meshane mi-matbeye shetovu chachomim bebrochis lo yotze yidei chayvose. And what is Rabbi Yosi speaking about? Rabbi Yosi is speaking about a taina also. Rabbi Yosi says a taina also it won't help. So Rabbi Yosi holds that you have to make the correct broche on the mean. If you don't make the correct broche on the mean, it's no good. That's Rabbi Yosi's word. It works afilu by a taina. Rav Huna holds, and Rav Huna is speaking about a shahakel, and Rav Huna says this is only a chesorin in pas v'yayin. So he holds, Rav Yosi says it's aloch in kol ha-meshane be'e shetov v'chachomim, the matbeye has to shtim. So l'chayre, so according to Rav Huna it's only speaking about pas v'yayin, according to Rav Yosi it's speaking about other broches also, so how could you be medame Rav Huna to Rav Yosi? That is Tais Viskashe.
איך אם עוצר סויבר אבונה קרביוסי, אבונה מוידה בשאר דבור מחוץ מפס ויין. שאומר שעקל די יוצא, בילה רביוסי סובר דלו יוצא, לכל המשנה ממדבע. ויש מפורשים, דמוצי למימר, ואפילו רביוסי לא יקומר לא יוצא, אלא בבורך המוקים, שאין לי ברוכה כלל. אבל בשעקל מוידה. רביוסי is also מוידה, by shahakel that it will help by other things. Only by boruch hamokim she'ein abroch eklal. So l'chayre, so daf me doch verstehen. So if Rabbi Yossi is speaking about dafke by boruch hamokim she'ein abroch eklal, and this later Rabbi Yochanan said this svara. This svara about Taisa said Rabbi Yochanan said that Rabbi Yossi holds like me. Rabbi Yossi is talking about something else. So how could the Gemara, but the Gemara is said in the Havmina, this is Rav Hune, so what's for a Shaykh is a Tosa Rav Hune? So Bemis and Taisus is very poshit, the Rishash is Pshat in Taisus. So let's go according to the Rishash is Pshat. Rav Yossi just said one nekude, that a broche, that is a shini of the Madbeye, Shetikno Chachomim, that broche is no good. Now there's a new Shaila, when is it called a shinui? So Rabbi Yossi is speaking about a filler by Tainim. If you do not say the Nusach, that's a Shini of the Matbeya. Over here, if you say a Shahakel, which is a Broche Kloli, and a Dovo that needs a Broche Proti, so there, that's the Shini Matbeya. Rabbi Yossi just said one Nikudah. Rabbi Yossi said that a Shini Matbeya passes the Broche. Where it is a Shini Matbeya, Fashtet, Vakert. Each case is different Klolim, but the Tzav HaShovishabem is that a shini matvei is no good. So in his case, afilu by tainim, it also doesn't help because there the shini matvei is because he's saying a different nusach. But hanigei alonu, a shahakel is only a shini matvei legabi pas v'yayin. It is not a shini matvei legabi bayre priyetz and bayre priyadoma. That's according to the Rishash's pshat, and according to Rashi's pshat lochayin, it's also good. I mean, faker, pas v'yayin, it's called a shini matbeya, because the birchas of pas v'yayin has to be koilel the other shimushim that one derives from pas v'yayin, which shahakel will not help on that. So that's considered a shini matbeya. So, Tosfos is ganz gishmak. Let us go further in the Gemara. Binyamin raye korach rifte. He went, He ate bread, va'omar brich morei dahai pita. And that's what he said, brich morei dahai pita. We'll see if this can either be speaking about birchas hamazon. It's brought on l'aloche that this helps for brocha rishayne, b'mokim ha'mayitzin, it helps for the brocha achayne of birchas hamazon. Omar rav yotza, yoyitze, brich morei dahai pita yoyitze. Frag die Gemorre, wo Oma Rav, kol brocho, she ein bo askores Hashem, ein a broche. This is not a broche. It is no askores Hashem. Brich more dai pite. So the Gemorre says, the Oma, brich rachmone, more dai pite. He said, rachmone. Rachmone is a kinui for rachum. Rachmone is a loshen aramis. For Rachum, and Rachum is one of the kinuyim, Rachum v'chanu. The title of Rachum is Mishe Koyren Oisei Rachum, Mishe Koyren Oisei Chanu. So here it says a gewaldike yesod, that what you need as kol broche she'ein ba haskores Hashem ein a broche, it is, you don't, the haskores Hashem does not mean the Shem Adnus, the Shem Avaye. Haskoras Hashem means afilu kinuyim also. Mishe keiren oisei rachum, mishe keiren oisei chanan also helps. That from this word I know that we're speaking about the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. So that's good. And that's why Be'emison Laz is also good. You can make a broche belaz. Rabbi Kivega says in the Tshuvis that Hashem belaz is also mishe keiren oisei ba'oisei loshin der and der Shem. So Memele Laz is also as a Shem Broche. It's just as good as Rachmona, which is Daramish for Rach. Yeah. Frag the Gemore, wo be Inon Sholish Broches.
But by Birchas Hamazon, afilu you say this is a brache, but there's only one brach. You need three braches. Ma yotze de kama rav, nami yotze yedei brache rishayin. Yotze de brache rishayin. So there's a machlokes harishayinim over here, machlokes the Rashba and the Ramban. The Rashba es akashe, the Mishnah says on Daf Yudalev, Mokim she'omru laharich, eine rashoi lekatzer. And the Rashba learns pshat in the Mishnah as follows, that there are certain broches that need a psiche and a chsime, bo'chat Hashem alkeinim alochayilim, and bo'chat Hashem baita, like Birchas Hamazon, hazan esakil. So he asked, where is the psiche and chsime over here? So the Rashba says, akolchach, we have to say that it's speaking about that he was chosen. He said, the modern bring down the whole nusach of Binyamin Raya. But he said, Brich Rachmona, the Zon Koila. That's how the Rashba says, Pshat Na Gemara. Rabbi Kiveger, Tzimun Kuf Pei Zayin brings down that the Ramban is Moichiach for Na Sugye, that even though it says in the Mishnah, Mokim Shomro Laharich Eine Rashoi Lekatzer, Eine Rashoi, but if he did it, he's Yoitzer. So we have a machloikis and this nekude, a brocha that needs a chsime. If one did not say the chsime, but the evidence of his yaitze or not, it's a machloikis, the Rashba and Ramban. Yeah. So the Gemara says, so if it said, you're only speaking about the first brocha, but lamaise, so my kamashmala. So what is the chiddish of Binyamin Raya? Aval gav da omra b'loshen choyl, that he said it b'loshen aramis, didn't say b'loshen akoidesh. Tanina, we learned v'eilu nemorim b'chol loshen. Parashe soite, vidui maise, krishma, tfile, u'birchus hamozoin. So memele, so what's the chiddish? Itzarech, salke daitach amino, hani mili da omra b'loshen choyl, ki heichid et kino rabonim b'loshen koidesh. That means he's saying it b'loshen chayil, but he's repeating the nusach that Chazal was masakin. Avo lo yomra b'loshen chayil ki echad etkino rabbonu b'loshen kodesh, aim aloi, is kamash malon, that no, that even though it's not exactly the way Chazal said it, al kaponim you also yaitze. Yidei brocha rishayne birchas hazon, par shesoyte kshakoyin mashbiya. Vidimaisa vialte akoidish min abayis. Gufe. Omar Rav, kol brocha she'ein bo askoras Hashem, ein a brocha. That a brocha needs askoras Hashem. Rabbi Yochanan omar, kol brocha she'ein bo malchus, ein a brocha. A brocha needs malchus also. Omar Rabaye, kevose de Rav mistavre, desanye, it says in the parasha, "Vidimaisa lo yavarti mi mitzvaysecho veloy shachochti." So the Sefri Darshans, "Lo yavarti milavorechecho veloy shachachti milahaskir shimcha olov vilu malchus loiktoni malchus teitnit." So memele. So that mivorechecho is the broche, v'loy shachachti melahaskir shimcha olop. So mele zakash Rabbi Yochanan, vaistois you need broche and askoras Hashem, more than that you don't need. Rabbi Yochanan, toni v'loy shachachti melahaskir shimcha umalchuscha olop. That's what the b'raise means. The b'raise doesn't want to say all the protim. That means that's the chelik, that's the hashlam of the broche, askoras Hashem and malchus. This is a Meira Diki Gemara. The Gemara seems to say that there's a Chiyuv Broche. Here we learn how to Chiyuv Broche. The Gemara Daf Yudalev says Broche da Rabbonon. And the Gemara wanted to be Mechalek if you need a din of Lashmiya La Oznov. The Gemara Daf Tezvav, the Gemara says, the Gemara wants to make a chilek. The Gemara says, "Ad kam la kam la Rabbi Yisrael la yotzal la gabi krishme de reise, aval trume mishem brachel u brachel de rabbanon then v'loy bebrocha tal yemil. So this is a girsa that is not muskim. But al kaponim, the way it says by Yosu, it seems brocha is a darabonon. And here it seems from the beraisa that it's a deraisa. Others want to say it's an asmachte. Others want to say that birchas hamitzvahs is a deraisa. So it's like a problem and they're not geiris. Das daftes vov brocha darabonon. And the Ritva wants to say, we're glad not speaking about over here of the Birchas HaMitzvahs of Afroshe. We're speaking about the Birchas HaNenim, when he was Nene from the Shiva Saminim. So he made a Brocha Achoine. Leishachachti, Levaltim Overechachov Leishachachti, speaking about Brocha Achas Meyein Sholosh, and the Ritva brings a Raya from this Gemara that it's a Daraisa. But Al Kaponim, it's a whole ha'or over here, that here it seems there's a din broche. We learn out of the inyan of broche from a posik. Amar Rabbaye, kivosei derav mistavre. So that he brings the rai from the beraisa. Yesh meforshim the mistavre beraisa kivosei. But not that Allah is part. The beraisa, it seems like Rav. Mir Rav Alfis, posik Rav Yoichanin. That you need malchus also. The chain posakri, the chol brocha she'ein ba malchus shamayim ein a brocha. Lochein o yoimari. That you need malchus also. Shimhoi medalig malchus shel birchas hamoitzi shetzorich lachzer levorich. Vafulu dileg teves ha'olam bilvat. He's also, he has to be lachzer levorich. The melech levad ein a malchus. Melech is not Malchus. You have to say Melech Ha'olam. It's a Melech of a Medina. That's not called Malchus. Malchus means an absolute Malchus. So in order, so that's called Malchus. You have to say Klo Melech Ha'olam. Ubrochei shel Shemayne Esrei ain behem Malchus. There's no Malchus over there. The ain boim bepsiche u. The ain boim bepsiche. There's no psiche. So therefore, there's no Malchus in all the brochas of Shemayne Esrei. Ubachsime in Shaykh Malchus. The whole din of Malchus is only by the Psiches Abroch, not by the Chsime. So, but what's with the Psiche? Avolekei Avrom, Havi Kemoi Malchus, Avrom Ovinu Himlech Akodish Borchu Al Kol Ha'ilom, Shehoidia Malchusoi. He was, Avolekei Avrom means that the Rosh brings down Avraham Avinu and Pashas Chayesor. It says first it says Alakei Hashemayim, then it says Alakei Hashemayim Ba'oretz. So Avraham Avinu said that he was before they only knew Malzakei Hashemayim. Avraham Avinu made was Mefarsim that is Alakei Hashemayim Ba'oretz. So Alakei Avraham Havi Kimoi Malchus. Da Avraham Avinu Himlech Akadosh Baruch Hu Al Kol Ha'olam Shehidia Malchusoi. He was Meidia the Malchus. So Lekei Avraham Elecheire would mean Elekei Shehimlech Avraham. That's the Taich. Elekei Shehimlech Avraham. So Malchus is understood. Or maybe Elekei Ha'oretz Al Yedei Avraham. Like that's the Pasuk. So there it's... But then we have to know if the Elekei alone is a Lashon of Malchus and Memshala, so why isn't Elekeinu sufficient? But unless you need Al Kol Ha'olam. Elekeinu is only Moire and Klal Yisrael. We need Malchus and the whole world. So it could be Elekei Avraham means Elekei Ha'oretz Al Yedei Avraham. That's so there we see Malchus. Avraham Himlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kol Ha'olam Shehidia Malchus. Umein Sheva the Matzli B'Shabbos Hoyel V'Yeshbo HaKel HaKadosh She'ein Kamoyu. If you say Ein Kamoyu, that means Malchus. Hainu Kamoy Malchus. Where do we see She'en Kamoyu is like Malchus? Kamoyu, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echot, Ahavi B'Mokim Malchus. So if one speaks about Achdus Hashem, that ain't Oid Mulvadoi, so that alone
that alone mentions Malchus.
So She'ein Kamoyu is equivalent to Malchus. Ulefima de Frisha is the Cholheiche de Chsiv, Alekei Avrom Ave Kamoy Malchus.
Is Niches, Tamas, there's no problem. There's no problem, Hastis, of Main Sheva, because Main Sheva, you start with Alekei Avrom.
Lab Yechenin, Loi Koshed, Loi Toni Malchus, Chod, the Otto Keruchlo, Kolhai Limne Velezo.
The Taisvis is just saying Pshat the Gemore, not Pshat is that Rabbi Yochanan is saying a grise in the Bereise. Rabbi Yochanan is saying it's understood that when the Bereise means, Leishachachti, Melahaskir Shimcha means, it means whatever is necessary, the Skoras Hashem, and Malchus, it's not necessary, it's not a grise in the Bereise. Rabbi Yochanan is saying it wasn't necessary for the Tana to mention it.
The Mishneh Berurah in Siman Reish Yud Daled brings down the Evan Ha'ezer.
The Evan Ha'ezer holds, he dings sich. He is Reish from Rishonim also, but he dings sich. The Lalocha we pass him like the Ri,
that if a person did not say Melech Ha'ilom, that's not considered Malchus, he has to say over the Bruch.
And he says no, that Melech alone is enough.
He brings down the Lashon of Rishonim. The Rishonim say by Binyamin Raya, the Rishonim ask Kakashe, Binyamin Raya, he didn't mention Malchus. The Gemara only asked, he wasn't Masker Hashem, so most of he said Rachmone. The Rishonim said he didn't say Malchus, so he said Malke, Rachmone Malke. They don't say Malke the Olme. So the Abenoise brings the Rai from those Rishonim, it's not necessary to mention Melech Ha'olam. He brings another Rai, that you don't need really Melech Ha'olam. He says because Taisvis, when Taisvis wanted to prove that Akela Kodesh She'ein Kamoyu is Malchus, so Taisvis brought a Rai from Shema Yisrael, Tave B'moki Malchus. So it seems so we have here an address. If you want to know what Malchus is, so look at Malchus by the Musaf HaShemayin Eser. Whatever is considered Malchus over there is Malchus L'Gabi Broche. That's what it seems from Taisvis.
So the Ebenezer says, so let's look in Malchus. Vayihi b'shuren melech, esruas melech boy. It doesn't say melech ha'ilam. Vayihi b'shuren melech, b'sasev roshom, yachet shiftei Yisrael. So there it says Malchus. So you see that Malchus is not, does not have to mean absolute Malchus. If you're bringing a raya from over there, it doesn't have to mean absolute Malchus. That's Eben Oiz's raya. I'm just thinking, could be Ev Shekema Mefakpik Zayin with this raya, because there's two different inyonim. Taisvis just says that the Malchus that is necessary by Broche is absolute Malchus. That's what Taisvis says, need Melech Ha'ilam. It's necessary absolute Malchus. Taisus also said that Ein Kamayu means Malchus, because Hashem Echad also means Malchus. Because even though it's not mentioned Malchus, or by saying such a statement, Ein Kamayu or Hashem Echad, that means Malchus. But it's not Muchach that the Psukim of Malchus have to mention absolute Malchus. That could be an only din in Broche. Taisus is just saying that Ein Kamayu means Malchus, because Hashem Echad means Malchus. That's what Taisus said. Even though you're not saying any Malchus. But could be that in the Psukim it's enough, you're saying the Rebbeinu Shlomo is a Melech, even though it doesn't say he's a Melech all over the world. The Bir Aloche asks a Kashe from the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, Kol Broche She'ein Bo Malchus, Ein Ei Broche. How do we know this? It says, Arei Mimcha Likai HaMelech. So the Mekor of Malchus is a Melech. Shteitach nisht melech ha'ilo. So he wants to bring a raya to the Evan Oizer from the Yerushalmi. So the Bir Aloche says it's no raya. Ha-melech, that's absolute malchus. Melech, that's another parsha. That's the machlokes, the Al-Kaponim, the Evan Oizer. The Evan Oizer wants to ding sich with Taisus, wants to say la'aloche. The one does not say melech ha'ilo, he does not have to bench over again. It doesn't have to say the broch over again. And he also says, it's very interesting, Grad,
וכן פוסקרי, בכל ברוכה שאין במלכוס אין הברוכה, וכן היה מריש, אם הוא מדלת מלכוס של ביחס המויצה שצריך להחזר הבורך. Why did he start off by ביחס המויצה? He just said, כל ברוכה שאין במלכוס אין הברוכה, לכך היה מריש, וכן פוסקרי, בכל ברוכה שאין במלכוס אין הברוכה, פיריד, ופס כאן תרביך, וכן היה מריש, שמוי מדלג מלכה של ביחס המויצי שצורך להחזר לבורך. Why did he jump into ביחס המויצי over here? If you didn't say מלך הולם, every בורכה needs מלכוס. So the Ebenezer wants to be מצדד that the Ri himself, that's how, I mean, the Ebenezer will sich dingen mit der Ri, it's a little difficult for Nachem to ding with the Rishon. So the Ebenezer says as follows, that really the Ri was mesupik in this Nekudah. The Ri was mesupik if you need Melech HaOlam, if you don't need Melech HaOlam. So the Ri l'shita, say the Ri after a few days on Ad Aleph, we learned there was a machlekes the Ri and the Rif. If by a Birchas Hanenin, if a person is mesupik if he was Yoitze, does he have to make a new bracha again, yes or no? So the Ri says if you're mesupik if you're Yoitze, you have to make a bracha over again. Because also Adam Lehonis Bailam Azabalay Bracha, you're Mesubik of your Yaitza, you weren't Yaitza, so you have to make a Bracha over again. That's the Shita Sari. Savik Bracha Slahakal was only said by Birchas HaMitzvahs, not by Birchas HaNenim. In La Halacha, we paskin that Savik Bracha Slahakal was said by Birchas HaNenim also. So Mamela Devin Aizil says, that what the Ri said, you have to make the Bracha over again, was only by Birchas HaMitzvahs, Birchas HaNenim. Because the Ri also was only Mesubik if you're not Yoitze, but not mentioning Melech Oilo. So he says, so the real Shitos, he said, you should make a bracha over again. La Halacha, we paskin that by a Sofik bracha, even by Birchas Hanenim, you did not make the bracha over again. So Mela La Halacha, he didn't say Ha'olam, he says you should not be Chayzer and make a new bracha. Zot the Mishnah weiter. Val Dovo She'en Giduloi Min Ha'oretz, something that does not grow from the earth, one makes shahakel niya bidvori. Ala chaymetz, vala nevles, vala gavoi, oimer shahakel niya bidvori. And chaymetz you make a shahakel niya bidvori. Rabbi Yehuda oimer, kol shehu min klolo ein mevorchin olov. What does Rashi say? Ha nevles meforesh gemorim. Gavoi chagovim ta'irim. Min klola chaymetz benayvlis gavoi al yedei klola hein boi. So chaymetz, unayvlis will see in the Gemara what this is. Chaymetz is a klola that the wine became sour. Gavoi, so the etzem mean, not the mean was niskalu, but if you have such a mean around gavoi which they eat up the peiris, so that guf is called a min klola because the whole mahus of gavoi is lahashchis or lahazik. So therefore that's also called a min klola. You do not make a broche, according to Rabbi Yehuda, kol shehu min klola ein mevorchin olov. It's very interesting. Rabbi Yonis and Zechayna Levroche brings from somebody who wants to be medayik. I mean, so what happens? But there's a klal also la'odom lehonis b'ilom azeh b'loi broche. I mean, so he said that Rabbi Yehuda only said kol shehu min klola ein mevorchin olov. You may make the bracha on something else. But not that you're allowed to have this without a bracha. You don't make a bracha on it. No. You make on something else and you're part of this. Hoyu lefon of minim harbe, Rabbi Yudayim em yesh b'neim min shiva, olav u'mevorech. That one should be magdim min shiva. You make a bracha on anyone you want. Let us see the Rabbeinu Yoneh for 1 minute on the Indian of Chaimitz. That is Chav Ches Amid Beis Ala Chaimetz. The Ala Chaimetz Vala Neivlis Vala Gavoy Eme Shakel Ni Bedvorei Perish Neivlis. Okay, Perish Enough Lukaidim Bishulam The Gavoy Yuhu Chogav Shesh Le Dalet Simonitar Gedisim Eme Sechis Chul. The Imtaima So the Rabbeinu Yehine asks, V'haich mevorech al ha-choymetz klal, how does one make a broch on choymetz? For lav barachilehi, it's not edible. Kedemrinim biyume, shim shoso choymetz biyayim ha-kipurim, shehu potter. V'chol dovo, so some amela it's potter, that's called your ha-ma'une. V'chol dovo sheine roi la-achile, if it's not roi la-achile, if you're potter on yayim ha-kipurim, Kaimulon Shem Bevorech Olof Klau. Kegoin Zangbilo Yeveshta, we had in the beginning of Ketzad Mevorechim. Shem Bevorech Oler Klau. Kivin Shem Yechoshuv Machel B'yayim HaKippurim. Shupoto. V'chol Dovo Shem Yeroi Lachila Kedemrin Elel Kos Palpili B'yayim HaKippuri Poto. So Memele the Gemara is Medame Birchas Hanenin to Yayim HaKippurim. So if it's not called Achila, Legabi Yom HaKippurim, so Mamele, it's not called an Achille, Legabi Brocha also, so how can you make a Brocha? Rabbi Yehuda comes out with a Pesach Inyan of Min Klal Estamazoi, it's not a Machel. V'yesh L'taritz, Legabi Chaymetz, Af Al Pi Shuhu Potter Kishi Revi'is, if a person will drink a Revi'is, he's Potter Yom HaKippurim, he's still called Amunet, Given the kaimalon, she imshosa mimenu harbe chayiv, bibnei shenena mimenu bishtiye merube, rinyim broche nami lo yotso mitoires oichel, ulafikach mevorech olov. Now, this Rabbeinu Yoine be'etzem is based on a Gemara in Yume daf pei aleph omid beis. There the Gemara tells over a maise, that one Amoira said, I think, I forgot already the names of the Tanoim, one Tanoim says, Chaymetz is Yo'is Mune. And an Amoira said, Les Hulchas HaKerebi, so it's Amoira de Kemaise, so they heard Les Hulchas HaKerebi, so it's Amoira de Kemaise, so everyone, that Yom Kippur, jede in a sehr gering gefasst, mot genommen Chaymetz, mot getrunken Chaymetz, a ganz Yom Kippur, in Gewaldig. So there, so here a Meirdik Akpod, he says, Oy Shem Shemaim. He said, I never said that. Number one, he only said it's Potter, you're not Chayiv Kores, but it's Icharosa Chaymetz. Number two, they drank it Mozuk Nachoychedet, so the Chaymetz was already too sharp, so they put water in it, so it's in Mozuk. And number three, Icham Nogizokt Ma'at, and they drank Harbe. So Vais Tachois, the third Hakpada was that Chaymetz Gufe is only, if you drink a revius of Chaymetz, you don't get anything out of it. But if you drink a lot of Chaymetz, you derive a benefit, you're not a moon anymore, it does help you. Meat, whatever the lumdis and the physics is Vaisach, that's a Metzias. A lot of Chaymetz, a person is Chayiv Kores Yom HaKippur. So Meila Zukta Rabbeinu Yoine. The Gabi Chaymetz, Afal Pi Shuhu Potter Kishir Revius, that's right, that's the Gemara in Yume, Afal Pi Shuhu Potter Kishir Revius, given the Kaimon Shim Shosa Mimenu Har Bechayev, Mimnei Shenena Mimenu Bishtiye Merube, Yeah, Linyim Broche Nami Lo Yotso Mitoire Soichu. So Linyim Broche Lo Yotso Mitoire Soichu. So Lechayred Rabbeinu Yoine is saying Amoiyim Dikechidish. That means Rabbeinu Yoine is saying a probe that if the amount that Chaymetz Harbe is a person derives a benefit from it. So the mean Chaymetz is called a machel lo yotzo mitoyres oichel. So since it's an oichel, lefikach mevorech olav. So you make a broche. Even on less than a revius. So lechayr it's sehr schwer. Less than a revius. What's geit miron? That the etzim, the mean chaymetz is an oichel. But less than a revius, you're not a moon. You're still a moon in Yom HaKippurim. A revius also a moon in Yom HaKippurim. So lechayr it's very schwer to understand why you should make a broche. I mean, if you have a lot, then you derive benefit from it. So that's called hanoas achila. You only have a little bit, you derive no benefit whatsoever. What's the svara? Then the Ben, so I don't understand the Ben Yain in this Nekuda. Let's go further. Mi yun nire, de berevies, oipoches merevies, mevorech olav betchile. he makes a brocha on it. A brocha rishayin. Mnei shalo ye'enim in oilam b'loi brocha. Ve'enim a borech le'besoif. But a brocha achayin it does not make. Kiven she'en choshev shtiyah b'yayim ha'kippur. And a brocha achayin is ukt shayin yo. Aval b'yayisim izeh. But if we'll drink, let's say, two revisin. She'choshev shtiyah b'yayim ha'kippurim. Me'borech olav t'chilo b'soif. So this we have to understand why you make a brocha rishoina on a revi'i soles. Now the chidushi and shisem says pshat in the rabbeinu yoin perish v'nei doime lekos palpali v'zanbegali yeveshte. That was the rabbeinu yoin's kasha. The hosom loinene. There is no one know whatsoever. Avol b'shtiyas choymet avol gav d'lei choshev shtiyah k'dechazini v'yem ha'kipurim nene mi'yahave. Then he says, even though it's not called the shtiye, it's called the hano. Now he says that it's a naye vote on Ganson. That shtiye it's by Yom Kippur, shtiye achilas also. Here it's called the hano, nosul odl mehonis bel mazabalei brochips. He says it's a nu mahalach in the rabbeinu yoine. Rabbeinu yedeis, he says, since this is true, it's called a nene, mi dochkoi meyata lachalik bebroch achoine ben shtiye metus, shtiye merube, beloi kashe. Say bezoi, if he did say the shtik teire, that even though it's not called shti, it's called nene, so why didn't you make a brocha choyne? If that's his problem, then I don't understand what the problem is. A brocha choyne, he only make a brocha choyne on shti. The gemara dash is vachalta zu achila v'savota zu shti. You need shti for a brocha choyne. Rabbi says called shti. So memele, if it's not called shtiyah, you can't make a brocha chayin unless you eat a lot. A brocha, if it's called a nene, if it's not called shtiyah, so memele, could be that's the chilek. So cat could be it's a hanor koldehu. Like we hear a chotzi shir, the shittas rabbeinu yoin is you make a shahakel. So it could be a hanor koldehu, it's not called achile, but it's not worse than achile koldehu, which is also, there's no chiyiv in Yom Kippur, only al chotzi shir. So could be also no koldu, you make shahakal ni bedvorish osulodum honest baila bazabaloi broche. But a brocha chayin, I really don't understand what he's asking. A brocha chayin, you zichen need shtiye. And Revius is not called shtiye, if you're potter, you're makipurim. And the etzim kashe that he asks, that lechayre, I mean, it's a problem. How could you make a brocha on chaymitz? The Rosh says two terutzim, either speaking about chaymitz mozug, but speaking about he has pain in his teeth and they put the chaymetz in the anigrain and then it's not bad at all. And because the chaymetz are the same halacha we had, this anigrain was very misugledic. You had a sore throat, you put shaman in it, you have a toothache, you put chaymetz in it, and it does wonders. Al kaponim, that's the Rosh's teretz on the problem of chaymetz. Tanu rabot. Al dovo she'en giduloi min haoretz. Gegoyim b'sar behemis chayes v'oifes v'dogim oimer shahakol niye b'dvori ala cholof, ala beim, ala gvina oimer shahakol ala pashe ipsho v'ala yayin shehikrim v'ala tavshul sheovar tzurosoi oimer shahakol. This aloche pashe ipsho. The Bir Aloche brings down that you make a shahakel, it doesn't have a chshivas of pas, it's spoiled, it's moldy, it's spoiled, it's so you don't make a meitzi, you make a shahakel. He brings down the Rambam says that in all the cases when you make a shahakel, you will not make you the brocha chayna will be bayrei nefoshes. So the Bir Aloche blives by a tzorchin on the Rambam. He says, Bishloim the brocha rishayinu, which is at the Rabbonon. So he understands it, that Pasha Ipsha doesn't have the chshivas of Pas. So therefore Chazal said one should not make the brocha chshuva of Amaitzi, one makes a shahakel. But Birchas Amozin is at the rice over here. He ate Pas and he's at. So why shouldn't he make it's achila yedei atchak, but it's called an achila, you'll be chayv yom kippur on this. So, why shouldn't he bench? So he wants to say maybe the Rambam is only speaking about when he ate a shir the Rabbonon, so then the Birchas HaMozin is right to the Rabbonon, so then they said you make a shahakel. But by a Birchas HaMozin, the Araisa could be one does not make a, well, one does make Birchas HaMozin. If he was Seveya, could be he makes Birchas HaMozin. That's the suffix of the Bir Alochim. I was thinking, but he buys by a tzorech iyun because the Rambam was saysim. The Rambam says you make a bayir nefashis. The Rambam should have been explicit. You only make a bayir nefashis if you did not eat a shir sviya. I was thinking perhaps the Mishnah Berurin brings down later, I think it's him in Reish Tes, he brings down a shita of the Prima Godim. Like this, we have a klal that it's only called achila if from the beginning of the achila to the end of the achila there was a shir of kedei achilas pras. That means, let's say, 9 minutes, so from the beginning to the end, it was in such a, in a shir sudas, so it becomes mitzurif achila, and it's called achilas kezayis. If he ate in a bigger span of time, so it's not considered achila. So he brings in the Prima Godim, what if a person will eat pas in a bigger span of time? He'll eat a chatzi zayis, and 10 minutes later he'll eat another chatzi zayis. He eats and he eats and he eats till he gets full. Is he mechuyev to bench? So the Prima Godim says he's zicha mechuyev to bench, even though there's no achile, but besavota, he's at. Svi alone is a mechayev. The Mishnah Berurah says it's not so poshit. Could be, it says vachalta besavota. It could be al kaponim, there's a tnai in Birchas HaMozin deraisa that there should be a ma'is achila also. So since there was no tziruf of the chatzi zeisim, because everything was done in a 10 minute span, so it could be you're not mechuyev to bench. So I'm just thinking, could be, if there's a haloche in Birchas HaMozin deraisa, you need viachalto, could be achila yedei achak is does not fall into the category of achalta. Could be this is not considered v'achalta. This is legabi yom kippurim. There it doesn't say v'achalta. There it says a nefesh ha'shalai se'une. There it's only he's not a me'une. So there it's sufficient that he's not a me'une. Achila dey atchak v'nishtvi. He's not a me'une anymore. But al kaponim could be in. But could be in by Birchas HaMozin one needs a tnaya v'achalta. So it could be v'achalta feltis. So that's why you always make a bayir nefashis. Could be basically. Well, so here we have over here a whole bunch of cases that the reason one makes a shahakel because it's spoiled. Alapasha ipshav, alayayin shehikrim, alatavsha shavu tsurasai, oimer shahakel. Al hamelach, val hazomis, zomis, we said is mei melach, val kmeim opitriyois, mushrooms, oimer, shahakel. Lememre, so the gemores, the chmeim, the pitrios, lav gedule kalke, ninu. They're not gedule kalke, they don't grow from the kalke. Vasan, you will learn in a barais, anoida peiris, mi peiris haoretz, also be peiris haoretz, umuta bechmeim, the pitrios. He's muta bechmeim, the pitrios. Oma, kol gedule kalke, lai also. Is all kol gedule kalka la? He made another all gedule kalka also rab chmeim epitriyos. So we see that chmeim epitriyos are considered gedule kalka. So why didn't you make a bayre priyadome? Agavucha, what is pshat in the baraisa? The baraisa says they're not considered peiris haoretz and they're called gedule kalka. Like the havamin of the gemara. So the goyin explains that peiris haoretz means. Peiris mashme sheporim verovim pri mi pri. That is the translation of a peiri, that it's pore verova pri mi pri. You put in a seed and it grows from that others. Mushrooms grow from the lachluchis akalke. They don't grow, it's not a pri mi pri. So peiris haoretz, it's not. Gidulei kalke, it is. It grows from the kalke. So al koponim, gidulei minoretz, it is. So al koponim, so why didn't you make a bayre pri adome? Omer Abaye, mil verovu me'ar, etak it grows from the kark, it comes out from the kark. Aber minke lo yonki me'ar, but the yinike, The chiyus does not come, that means it comes out from the karka, but the yinik is not from the karka. But the Gemara says, but that's not essential. V'hal dovo she'en gidulei min ha'aretz k'toni. T'toni al dovo she'en yoynik min ha'aretz. That a dovo she'en yoynik min ha'aretz, one makes a shahakel, and this is ein yoynik min ha'aretz. Rashi, milve rovu me'ara, melachluchis ha'aretz heim gedelem, al ha'etzim v'al ha'kelim, but it's not yoynik min ha'aretz. Right. Val ha-neivlois. Neivlois, one makes a shahakel. My neivlois, Rabbi Zeire v'Rabbi Lor. Chad omar bushli kamro. So what is bushli kamro? So Rashi says, k'moi srufei chamo. That these are tmorim that the sun burns. Shebishlom v'sofam achoyim v'yovshu tmorim heim. It seems these tamarim were exposed to the rays of the sun, and they weren't able, and they burnt and they dried up. They're not too edible. Kamro chayim k'may michmo bisra. So memele. So this is a garu adike tomo. So memele, you make a boire, you make a shahakal on it. The Mishnah Berurah brings down another shita. Bushli Kamra, which the Tosfos Rabbi Yehuda Chosid brings down from the Rabbeinu Chananel, that Bushli Kamra means as follows. It's a min tomo she'ein misbashlim al ha'ilon. It never gets ripe on the ilon. It's a tomo gerua. Ve'ein nirshorim la'achila. Ve'ein nirshorim la'achila klal. That's the lotion of the Rabbeinu Chananel, that they're not edible, ela telshin oison, umechamemin oison be'ofo, umizbashlin. That means they get ripe after they're cut off from the tree. On the tree they can't get ripe at all, so you telish them, umechamemin oison be'ofo, that's bushli kamra. That they become mevushal, they become nisbashal, they become ripe when you warm them up, when you mechamemem oison be'ofa. That's our second mahalach. And the Bir Aloche brings down that other achrayim hold that it's, you only make a shahakel before you were mevashal it. Before you made it ripe by being matmen it be'oretz. After you matmen it be'oretz, you make a boire priyoi. That's what the Lechem Chamudai says. They says the whole Bushli Kamra is before. So first of all, the Mishnah Berurah asks one kasha. The Loshna Gemara is not mashma like that. The Loshna Gemara says Bushli Kamra. So according to that means it wasn't this bashal already. Bushli Kamra means they learned that it has to be this bashal. But the pashas Loshna Vaistachos Bushli Kamra that it wasn't this bashal ba'ofo. You still make a shahakel on it. So Vice says, if it's after the bishul, it's not a normal peiri. It's still an inferior peiri. And the second kasha, yes, we mentioned before, the Lashon of Yehuda Chosid is, before this, ein necholin klal. So Akochi, you don't make a shahakel either then. So the whole shahakel is made afterwards. So see, afterwards you also make the shahakel. Akoponim, these are two ways to translate bushli kamra. Either it's burnt tamarim, or tamarim, which in order to make a type of a ripeness, they have to be put in dvorim chamim. The chad omra tamri dezike. And one man the omra says tamri dezike. Tamri dezike is, Rashi says, shavuach mishiron. So this would mean tamarim that the wind blew off. And these are ripe tamarim that the wind blew off. Nam, Rabbi Yehuda Imer, Koshu, Min Klol, Emevorchen, Olov. Min Klol, you don't make a broch. So, Bishloim, Lamandi, Yom, Bushli, Kamre. So, Bushli, Kamre is, according to any pshat, never got ripe on the tree. Or, it got burnt on the tree. Hainu, the Korilei, Min Klol. So, this is called a Min Klol. Lamandi, Yom, Tamri, the Zike. My Min Klol. Why is this called a Min Klol? It's not a, it's a ripe fruit that, when it gets ripe, the wind blows it off. What's the min klol? So the Gemara says, Ashar. He's not going on, Rabbi Yehuda is not going on Tamra Dezik, he's going on the others which are min klol. Then the Gemara asks on the Tanakh, Ike Diamri, Bishlam Laman Yom Bushli Kamre Hein Vochin Malaya Shahakol. So let's see what the Tanakama holds. Tanakama says you make a Shahakol, so it's very good because it's an inferior fruit. El Laman Yom Tamre De Zike. But if you hold Tamre De Zike Shahakol, why do you make a Shahakol? Beire Priyaitz Mi Boile Levruche. You should make a Beire Priyaitz. What's wrong with it? It's a ripe fruit that was blown off the tree. So the Gemara says, Ela b'noiv leistome kula alme leplegi. Noiv leistome, that means noiv leis in our Mishnah. Everybody holds the bushli kamrenino. This is bushli kamre. Ki plegi, that we have a machloikas, ike de amre, tamre de zike. That's by noiv leis tamre. It says noiv leis tamre, there is a machloikas, what the translation of noiv leis tamre is. Where do we have an inyan of noiv leis tamre? This nam we learned in the Mishnah and the Mai as follows. Hakalim Shebed Mai. There are certain minim, the Mai Chazal Asel, if a person buys Tvur from an Amoritz, and the Amoritz says he was Mafresh Meiser, so he's not Nemon, one has to be Mafresh Meiser again. But there are certain minim where Chazal were Makel on the Mai, and that means if the mean is a mean Gerua, so Mamele the Amoritz can Bashtem Tzazayim for him also, and he's Mafresh Meiser. So the Mishnah says, Hakalam Shebed Mai, Ashitin, Varimim, Vozredim, Bnei Shuach, Bnei Shikva, Vegufnim, Venitzpa, Venoivlis Tamro, period. So these are Hakalam Shebed Mai, which one does not have to be Mafresh Mais. Shitin, what is Shitin? Omar Rabba Baba Chonam, Rabbi Yechanin. So the Goin here's a Gilse, Min, Taini Chivarto. Why Taini? Rimi, Kandi, Ha'ozredin, Tulshi, Bnei Shuach, Amarabba, Bachon, Rabbi Yechanin, this the Goynes Geiris, Min Teine. Bnei Shikim, Amarabba, Bachon, Rabbi Yechanin, Tuvli, the Goynes Geiris, Teini, Dulva. Gufnim, Shili, Gufne, this is that they never get, the Anovim never get right. Nitzpa, Pircha. Noivlois, Tamra, here we have a machlekes. Rabbi Loi and Rabbi Zeir, Chadom Abushli Kamre. So this is also a min geruah. But Chadom Tamri Dezike. So the Gemara asks, Bishlam Amandi Yom Abushli Kamre, Heine Duktoni Hakalon Shebed Mai, Sveikenu De Potter, Havadon Chayev. But if I know Klor that Amoritz did not give Maise, so Tzicha Chayev Be Maise. Because it's a mean that's mechiba meis. Elamand yom tamri de zike, so it's hefker. That means the amount of tmorim that the ruach metzuya blows off when they're ripe is a minute amount, and this a person is normally mafker. It doesn't, it's not worth it for him to search for them. Is elamand yom tamri de zike vadon chayev? Vadon is chayev hefkeraninu. It's hefker. Why should it be chayev? And the Gemara, Ochemai Eskinon, She'oson Goyren. That afterwards, the person who had found them made a Goyren. So we'll see Midarabonon, Yemechuyev Bemaise. Amabitzok, Amarabiech, Mishim Abulazah Ben Yaakov, Aleket, Vashikva Peye, She'oson Goyren, Hukvel Lemaise. It's Hukvel Lemaise. Let's see what Rashi says. Tamri de Zike Shavuch Mashiron. Hashara Achaimitz Vegavoi Pligi Rab Yehude. And Tamri de Zike is not Chaylik, it's not a mean Klola. Priya Eitz Boy Bruchi, Shereiloi Nishtanu Likil Kuloi. So why do you make a shackle according to the Tanakam? Akam Shabed Mai Pere Shekilu Chachomim Bed Mai Shalahem, Shaloikha Meyam Haoretz, Ein Etzorach Lasra. Eilo Hein Ashitim Shainach Shuvim, Bein Amaoretz Chosh Aleyem Mila Asra. Tulshi kumeshi shili gufni anovim sisvonies of adonim yedesh lai hufresh me maiser shason geiren haoni a misha locked on hemid me marem is kri so a mele is rashi chai be mais like a chikra pei avo bishop tumen a maiser locked on oni vasom geiren hukvu le maiser mid rabonon the man de chozi sovo shetvu es kalkoyu so therefore it's chayev mid rabonon. So Memele, so that's why Vadoin will be Chayev. And Sveikon is Potter, Mustoma could be, since it's Hefkel, so Yenikan Oichet Bashtein, Tzegebin Meiser. Or then maybe since it's only had the Rabbonon, therefore they were Mekel. I think the first one is more Kovlemis. איקה דאמרי, בשלום המנדיו מתאמרי דזיקי, היינו דוחי קורי לי נויב לסתומה, ואוסם קורי לו תאמרי. If you hold that here is תאמרי דזיקי, and by us it's speaking about Bushli Kamra, so it's very good that Tana specified the one that's called Neivlis, one that's called Neivlis Tamra. Yeah, Elamandi Yama Bushli Kamra, Nisni Idividi Neivlis Tamra, Idividi Neivlis Tome, Koshe. Rashi, Bishlam Elamandi Yama Neivlis Edmai Tamri Deziki, but Neivlis Mas Nisni Nakimna Bushli Kamri, Haini Dochi Korle Neivlis Tamra, Mas Nisni Tnan Neivlis Tome. Thank you.